Reliance unveils its AI playbook. Meta in talks to invest in Kunal Shah's cred. Meta global infra head opens up on India plans. L'Oreal sale, Innovis founders may net 1,800 crores.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, moving on to our top story this evening. Remember when mobile data in India was expensive? Then Jio arrived and completely changed the game. Now, Reliance wants to repeat that playbook in artificial intelligence. Speaking at Reliance Industries' annual general meeting, Akash Ambani unveiled Reliance Intelligence, the group's ambitious AI initiative aimed at making AI dramatically more affordable and accessible for Indians. And Reliance isn't thinking small. The company is building multilingual AI services across 22 Indian languages and has launched a suite of AI-powered products targeting different segments of the economy. There's Jio Bharat IQ for consumers, Jio Health IQ for healthcare, Jio Learn IQ for education, Jio Krishi IQ for farmers, and AI Vyapar for small businesses. The broader goal is to create India-specific AI applications rather than simply importing global models and hoping they work locally. Reliance says it's also investing in AI research talent, startups, and university collaborations. But there was, of course, another announcement that investors were watching closely. So a lot to look forward to from the RIL AGM, its playbook for AI, and of course, the Jio IPO. Moving on to our next story. Now, all of us would have wondered at some point, what exactly is Cred's business model? It's a question that has puzzled India's internet users for years. But it appears that Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg may finally be close to an answer, because Meta is in talks to invest in Kunal Shah-led fintech Cred at a valuation of roughly $4 billion. That's what we have picked up from our sources. Now, that valuation is above Cred's internally marked down 2025 valuation of $3.5 billion, but well below the $6.4 billion valuation that it had during 2022. Now, what's particularly interesting is that the discussions go far beyond a simple funding round, because we have learned that Meta has explored multiple possibilities, including a full acquisition of Cred and even a potential operating role for Kunal Shah within Meta. So why is Meta interested in Cred? Well, because this isn't really about just credit card bill payments. It's about owning more pieces of India's digital commerce stack. Facebook and Instagram already drive discovery. WhatsApp powers commerce. Cred could potentially become the payments layer. And then there's the data. Cred serves more than 12 million affluent creditworthy users, exactly the same kind of consumer segment that global technology companies want to understand better. The challenge, however, is that payments remains a brutally competitive market. PhonePe and Google Pay together control nearly 80% of India's UPI ecosystem, while WhatsApp Pay, Cred, and Amazon Pay each account for less than 1%. But Cred's financials are moving in the right direction. Its FY operating revenue grew 16% to 2,735 crore. Losses fell by more than half to 298 crores. And monthly transacting users rose to 12.6 million. So if a deal materializes, it would mark one of Meta's biggest strategic bets on India's financial infrastructure and perhaps its boldest move yet here beyond social networking. Now, speaking of Meta, the company's ambitions in India go well beyond fintech. In an interview with Money Control, Meta's global infrastructure head, Santosh Janardhan, said India is becoming a critical part of the company's global AI infrastructure strategy. His message was simple. The AI race is ultimately an infrastructure race, and India matters. In fact, last week, Meta partnered with Reliance Industries to lease its first AI-enabled data center in India, located in Jamnagar, Gujarat. According to Janardhan, this facility won't be a standalone experiment. It will become part of Meta's global fleet of AI data centers. India is already contributing in other ways. Meta's Bengaluru engineering teams are playing an increasingly important role in the company's foundational chip development efforts, and it's also a key component of Project Waterworth, which is Meta's massive subsea cable initiative designed to connect continents and support growing AI workloads. The message is clear. India isn't just a market for Meta anymore. It's becoming part of the company's AI backbone. And finally, a reminder that investors don't just love unicorns, they love exits even more. French beauty giant L'Oreal's acquisition of Innovist is creating a windfall for founders and investors alike. The deal values Innovist at roughly 4,000 crore rupees, and the biggest winners are the founders. Rohit Chawla, Vimal Bhola, and Sifat Khurana are expected to collectively pocket between 1,700 and 1,800 crore from the transaction. Now, out of this, 700 to 800 crore will come immediately, and the rest will be realized over the next 3 to 4 years as the acquisition is completed in phases. Investors are also laughing all the way to the bank. Early backer Source VC invested roughly rupees 55 to 60 crore rupees over several rounds. Its payout is expected to be around 590 crore, which is roughly a 10-time return. Nykaa founder Falguni Nair's family office, 72 Ventures, is also looking at approximately 10x returns. Amazon, which invested in 2023, is set to turn a relatively modest investment into a stake worth 190 crore rupees. Even late-stage investors have done exceptionally well. ICICI Ventures invested 80 crore and is expected to realize 300 crore in just about a year. Several other investors, including Axel, Nivishay, OTP Ventures, K. Dinesh's family office, and Cred founder Kunal Shah, are also expected to walk away with substantial gains. The bigger story here is as large FMCG companies increasingly choose acquisition over in-house brand building, India's D2C ecosystem is emerging as a powerful creator of founder wealth and investor liquidity. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more Tech and Startup news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.